Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Sexy Real Estate Recruiting Podcast. I am Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of Flow.
Hello.
I'm still so pumped. It's not, you know, I'm going to stay pumped about what's happening on June 1st.
Yep.
Until June 1st, and then I'm going to flip it.
And beyond.
And I'm going to be so pumped about what's going on in the present.
And beyond. Yep. Going forward.
Yep, exactly. So guys, just rearing, we got some big stuff coming on June 1st for you guys. And it's all based on feedback that we've gotten from you, past guests, and our clients at Prospect Boomerang. So we're pretty pumped to share that with you. If you go and, you know, just like we talked about before, if you go and join our VIP list, you know, you're already hearing a little bit about it.
Yep.
If you don't, go do that. And if you don't, then listen on June 1st, we'll tell you.
Right.
So I'm here with the big guy, as always. I can't stop looking behind him because it's just nothing but blue skies and beautiful water. But every now and then I refocus and I say, hey, Matt, I forgot you were here.
Right.
How's it going?
Good, good. And I've got to have my back to the water, as we all know. Otherwise, I couldn't focus at all. The podcast would be like this. Choo, choo. Choo, choo.
Yeah.
That's my cricket impersonation because y'all didn't know.
Yeah, it's also a baby chicken.
Right. Same thing.
So, Matt, what are we talking about today, man?
This is a good one, and I know you had a little bit of experience with this, and we won't get a whole lot into this on what happened and the transition and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, of course.
How do you recruit an agent that has a better social media presence than you? Right? I think that's especially in this day and age, that's a great question because a lot of brokers are busy. They don't have time to roll their sleeves up maybe and do some of the stuff that they want.
I would say most of them.
Right. And they're smart enough to not just hire someone to put crap on there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've got all kinds of, you know, if you're with the franchise system, they're like, oh, turn this on and it'll whatever, right? And if you're an independent, you know, you went to the board office and somebody was there going, hey, for $39 a month, I'll post superfluous bullcrap all over you.
Yeah. Right? I'll grab articles from Inman.
Right. That I post on everyone, all of my clients.
Right. It's so funny. That's, you know, this is a little bit off topic, but not really. There's two professional golfers.
Yeah.
You know, that I follow on Instagram, and one of them, this guy won this week.
Right.
And I guess they had the same guy managing both of their profiles.
Uh-oh.
So let's say one guy's name's John and one guy's name's Sam. Well, Sam won, but it was on John's Instagram.
Whoops.
Instagram holding trophy. So proud of the win I got today and his picture.
Whoops.
And so everybody was like talking about it. It was this big, like, okay, well, we know they're not doing this
right
on their own.
Right.
And so that's what you
hilarious
don't want to have happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys.
And that kind of stuff happens. I don't know quite about that much.
Yeah.
But I look through, I'm connected with a lot of people from across the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
I look through there and I see the same stuff a decent amount.
Oh, absolutely.
And I see the same
especially real estate.
And I see the same version of the same stuff, right? Yeah. I see some brokers that are literally standing. I mean, so we know some brokers that have talked to us about recruiting, right? And they're like, I really need to dig in. You know, I want to get out of this. You know, I want to get out of being just a salesperson. I want to turn into a CEO, right?
Yeah.
They want to get out and they want to make that transition. But everything I see on their social media is them standing in front of a house, either planning or pulling up a yard sign.
Yard sign, yep.
Okay? What are you telling the public? What are you telling the agents in other offices? What are you telling all those people? And listen, rock on. If that's who you are and what you do and what you want, I love it. Go for it. Keep doing it. But if that's not where you want to be, then you have to start portraying that message a little bit different,
yep,
right? So, and so, you know, I think sometimes people get intimidated by it, right? I mean, so there's somebody is what is considered to be really good on social media. That's not just by followers, right? Because you can buy followers. We've talked about that before.
Yep.
This is about having a lot of engagement, okay?
Yeah. Yep, engagement's key.
Right. So, you know, speaking of that, you know, my daughter, you know, put some stuff on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting 13, 15, 20,000 views and hundreds of comments and all that kind of stuff on dance things with her and friends on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Their Friday group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm a broker and I'm following that and all of a sudden there's this 14-year-old kid, let's say she was old enough to have a real estate license, and every time she posts something, there's a lot of people that are reaching out and connecting and commenting and all that kind of stuff, and I don't have a social media game, how do I deal with that? Do I just skip that person?
Right.
Do I just ignore that person? Or do I say stupid things like, because I know you were in a sales meeting one time as some dumbass manager, you get done with your presentation, right? And that manager was like, yeah, guys, but you don't have to do social media. And this wasn't like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you don't have to do social media though. You can just sit at your desk every morning and make those calls and right. Isn't that what he said?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And so I think a lot of people don't recruit that way. Right. Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, one of the top people in his office does a ton of business through social media.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, so what we're going to dig into today is talking about how to look at that, how to approach that to make sure you don't end up in a bad situation and off track by missing people that could be part of your office, but you're just maybe intimidated by their social media presence.
Gotcha. Guys, before we do that, you know, the routine, wherever you listen to this, hit that follow, subscribe button. There's no better time than to go to the present. No better time than the present than to go to prospectboomerang.com. Click that green button, sign up for a free account, join our free groups, get some of our downloads, you know, learn a little bit more, you know, absolutely free about how to recruit more agents to your office and hopefully learn a little bit more about our business as well. So, Matt.
Yep.
People just need to stop worrying, right?
They do. So let me tell you where all this came up from, right? So I had a conversation with a broker, and they had somebody that was a very productive agent that they were planning on talking to, and you know, in our coaching call, you know, they were a little intimidated because not only did they not have as strong of a social media presence, but they were intimidated by what they didn't know. Right.
Gotcha.
So, you know, this person kind of focuses on one platform, which you should do, but was in other places, and the content gets a lot of engagement and all that kind of stuff. Like I was just talking about, you know, and they were worried that they were going to be exposed.
Yeah.
Right. So the broker was worried that, you know, they're going to be in a sales meeting and the person's going to say, hey, you know, what about this with social media? They're going to be standing there going, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how to log in.
What's
right?
A like?
Yeah, exactly. What's a thumbs up? So they're thinking, keep on trucking, right?
Yeah.
So what I did is I said, okay, so first of all, stop worrying about what you don't know and what you don't have, right?
Yeah.
That was the first thing that I said. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You don't know everything, okay?
Yeah.
And you're not great at everything. That's just not the way that works. None of us are. That's not the way that, big picture, everyone knows that. Don't get so wrapped up in yourself and what's going on that you forget that.
Yeah.
It's okay that you don't know everything. Put that, go out and put that on Front Street with the agent that you're talking to, okay? And we'll dig into that in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But before we got into that, you know, on how to do that, you know, I said, hey, go back and take a close look. Go back and really look at where they're getting their engagement from. Go back and take a close look at what it is that they're doing that they're getting the likes from, and what is it that they're right. And so what they did is they went back and went back through the person. They kind of stalked them a little bit, right? They went back through the person's social media post as well as they could, and looked at the things that they could look at and what they thought had a lot of, you know, attention to it and all that kind of stuff. And they realized the things that were not, and this was out without me prompting. I thought I was going to have to go through this, but they, when we got on our next coaching call, they were really excited because they realized that what the person was getting the most engagement on were posts that were not about that agent.
Gotcha.
So that agent was really good at shining the light on other people.
Yeah.
And that's what was getting that high engagement. You and I both know, right?
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
All right. But you got to do that. But that doesn't mean you can't shine the light on yourself, and it doesn't mean that it can't, right? But the truth is, you're going to get better engagement. You're going to grow your audience more organically if the content is about other people.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't. I mean, that's just general rule of thumb in a conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a conversation with somebody that's me.
Yep.
Right, you're going to lose that person so fast it's not even funny.
Right.
And the same thing with the content, with the same amount of content as well. And you can just tell, we're not going to go into that, but you can tell, you know, what's fake, what's purchased,
and
who's out there just trolling.
But, right.
So yes, that's a great point. You know, you don't want to worry But you also don't want to be, you don't want to play scared.
Right.
Right. So you don't want to be afraid either.
Right.
So let's dive into a little bit as far as, you know, talking a little bit about that fear.
Yeah.
It's kind of an inside joke a little bit too.
Right.
But, talk a little bit about that fear and, yeah. and go from there.
Yeah. So what we did, so I didn't want them to come across, because it was not authentic, for them to come across from a position of authority on this, because they didn't own the authority on this, right?
Of course.
And so what they did is they came across from a position of guidance, right? And so you know they got the appointment with the person, and they sat down with them, and the person, you know, they were basically like, so hey, you know, I went back and looked through your social media because I really want to understand it better. I want my office and my agents to understand it better. And so I went back and looked through, and I really realized, you know, that a lot of your content that had a high level engagement, it was because you were really doing a fantastic job of showcasing the other people. It wasn't just you holding a for sale sign
right
next to someone else and going, oh, the Joneses just bought a house, because nobody's stupid. They know that that's really about you.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That isn't about the Joneses. Okay. Yeah. So, and absolutely, you know, people do that because now they can infiltrate the Joneses' sphere of influence. Right. I get it. I love it. Right. That's a great way of doing that. But it's not really about the Joneses. Right. At that point, it's really about you and what you've done, and a little bit about the Joneses and their sphere.
Yeah.
And so whenever they looked at it, the ones that got the most engagement is when it was really about the Joneses, as an example, when Betty Sue was really the focal point in that conversation. So I said, so when you do that and you have that conversation with them, I said, don't close the door on that conversation, but try to move on from it pretty quickly. And so, you know, what I kind of coached her was to basically say, hey, I noticed that the engagement that you got was a higher level of engagement on the things that were really about the people that you were dealing with. I'd love for you to be part of my office, because I'd like for you to kind of help show the people in my office how they could do that same exact thing, because you're getting high engagement on those posts. Well, she said, so when she called me back, you know, our client called me back, she was really excited, because she could tell that person didn't really know that's what was going on.
Yeah.
They were good at it, and they were doing it naturally, and they deserved the street cred for it, because very organically they were just making it happen. Okay.
Right.
But you know, the person had made a comment, well, I didn't really realize that's when I was getting the engagement, and I don't know if I could show your people that, right, because it's just kind of what I do. And so what she did is, from her coming from a position of guidance, actually open that person's eyes that was better at social media than them, mm-hmm. open their person's eyes, because they just kind of went back and took a close look at what it was that they were doing, and kind of put it out there in Front Street and said, hey, you know, this is another facet to it that's important in this part of it. You know, people that are very good at social media, mm-hmm. they like sharing relevancy.
Absolutely.
Okay. Part of the relevancy is their own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if someone likes to share relevancy, don't you think they'd like to be in a position to share that relevancy with a group of people like agents?
Oh, absolutely.
In your office?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Okay. So that's what we did. We positioned it that way to have that conversation with them. Now the person has not joined yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we've talked about occupying space in someone's mind before.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now when they want to fill that relevancy gap, and they know that there's some place that they can go, I'm sure that broker is going to be one that they're going to pay close attention to, because now they got the feeling that they're going to be able to share that relevance and their experience and with other people when the time comes, and that is what they want to do.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. I got a question though. Like, let's say you're just so bad at social media.
Yep.
Right. Let's say you're very like, I don't, you know, I'm still on MySpace.
Right.
Right. Still on MySpace. And it's because, you know, my
Bikini broker.
I was trying to meet girls in the 90s or something.
Right.
And so everybody looks like they're better at social media than
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like, you know, how, there's no way for me to just, you know, obviously you can say, okay, well, this person has 25,000 followers, this person has 1,000, that person's probably better. I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But even someone who has, you know, 200 followers.
Right.
To someone who's, like, so oblivious to it is going to look like, Yeah, they're so much better than me at this.
Right. They're in debt like 100 followers. There's literally a thing that says you owe 100 followers.
Yes, you must go find more people to join MySpace.
To get zero.
To get back up to zero.
Right. They got to take a serious look at things.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So is it your persona online? And I'll be really careful about how I approach this. Okay. But, you know, are you putting stuff out there that's turning people off?
Yeah.
Right? Are you too opinionated? Right? Is there too much politics? Is there too much religion? Right? Or are you not putting anything out there? Mm-hmm. Or is there? You know, what is it that is why you're not connected? Know your persona that you want out there. Know what part of you want to put on display. Okay, but you got to take a serious look at what's really going on. Are you really too busy?
Yeah.
Or is it that you don't want to do it? Now tell the truth now.
Yeah.
Which is it? Okay. Are you afraid to learn? Okay. Are you somebody that's like, you know, I don't like anything that's going on in social media because social media is not what it used to be. And I just don't want to be any part of that. I get that, but you're closing the door on a lot of production and a lot of agents because you're not willing to put a baseline amount of information out there. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're invisible online, then you're essentially invisible.
Period.
In life.
Right. Right.
You know, in this day and age.
Absolutely.
And that's coming from even somebody who's, you know, I don't even post a lot on social media anymore.
Right.
But yeah, you're exactly right. You got to have that baseline. You got to have that presence. You know, it at least lets people know that you exist.
Right.
So Matt.
Yeah, man.
Before I wrap this up, I keep the hype going.
Right.
For June 1st.
Dun, 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 dun.
Is there anything that you want to add before your action step at the end?
So I think, you know, stop worrying about what you don't know about social media. Quit trying to be the authority on it if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a guide, man. Don't be afraid of an agent that's better. You know, the truth is there's a bunch of people that are great at a bunch of other things. Just allow them to help. Put them in a position where they can actually help. And then, you know, take a serious look at why you don't have a strong presence online. Why are you the problem? And if so, why
are you the way you are?
That's right. And then what persona do you want to put out there, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. So guys, big things coming June 1st, just like we talked about at the beginning, and we talked about in the last podcast. We're so pumped to share that with you. If you're on our VIP list and you're getting those emails, you already kind of have a little bit of a taste of what that is. If not, you know, make sure you do that today, and we'll talk here in just a second about how to do that. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure to hit that follow button. If you happen to be watching this on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, that bell right beside of it. It lets you get notified every time we drop a new episode. If you want to listen and watch all these things at the very same place where, you know, Matt and I, you know, share our personas. My persona. Go to prospectboomerang.com. While you're there, you might as well join our VIP list and start getting those emails. We'll send you monthly recruiting tips, tricks, and hacks straight to your inbox. There's also, you know, a tab at the top for free content where you can just go and, you know, learn some really cool recruiting stuff absolutely for free. Matt.
Yeah.
Talk to me, dude.
Like, yeah, man.
I'm action.
All right. So ask a few agents in your office. Ask agents that you're friends with. Ask people that you know. Who do they look up to on social media?
Yep.
And then just kind of, you know, just kind of look at what those people are doing, right? Understand where they're at. Pay a little bit of attention to it. You don't have to do any other action than asking someone and then going and connecting with that person and see what it is, what they do, why they do it, whether you enjoy it or not, whether it's, you know, something you can duplicate, because sometimes you are going to be able to duplicate it. Sometimes you're just going to be able to share it. Sometimes you don't want it on your feed, right? Sometimes you don't want any part of it.
Yep.
But follow some people to kind of see who and what they are, and ask your agents who they're following. Do not. So I'll say this in a very nice way, Ben.
Okay. I have my finger on the mute button.
Right. If you suck at social media, don't go pick who's great at social media.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're no good at it, go ask somebody that is connected. Go ask somebody that enjoys it. Go ask somebody that likes being engaged in it. Go ask them who they're following and why they're following them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to add one little thing to that. Don't feel like you have to be you know, Gary Vee and somebody following you around with a camera all day long,
yep.
you know, to have a presence on social media. You can be a broker who, you know, kind of just meets that baseline criteria of, you know, this is kind of what I want posted out there. And, you know, I don't really mm-hmm. want anything else. But you can also learn a lot about it even without,
oh yeah,
you know, being like, you know, the guy out there who has a million followers.
Yep.
Right. There are a lot of people who are managing other people's social media accounts.
Right.
Who have very few followers, but they're experts on social media. Right.
Yep.
And so, you know, check out our friend Neil Schaefer's podcast.
Absolutely.
Maximize Your Social Influence. And you'll learn a lot about influence even just from that standpoint alone. Matt.
Yeah.
If people want to learn about our influence.
Right.
They should go to prospectboomerang.com.
Absolutely.
And they're going to learn that we do these things and we provide ways that they can get influence for one reason and one reason alone. And why is that?
Because we just want to be part of their win.